Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Inside the Hard Rock Artist Lounge at Odyssey Beach Festival with the Struts. Everyone, do not sleep on the Struts. It has been such a whirlwind watching you guys grow over the years. I mean, we as a radio station at 104 Through the Shark have had you perform in so many different spaces, starting from 2016 to right now. This is your second time at Beach Festival?
It is,
yeah, I think it is, yeah. It would have been, was it 2016?
Y'all, everybody looks around. I think it was 2016.
We recognize the beautiful beach. So yeah, we've been here once before. When it was, we shall never know.
I just remember trying to steal your shoes, which you took off while dancing on the stage. Are we going to see some more dancing?
Yeah, but these shoes are actually really hard to get off. So.
So no taking these shoes off this time.
No, I actually have to really squeeze into these ones.
Are they too small? Are you...
They're an ex-girlfriend's. So... I had, it's a bit of a fit, but nothing I can't get into.
I just want to let go.
I love it. You guys are an extremely fashionable band, like literally. Are there ever any fights over articles of clothing?
So sometimes if we get given stuff and there's like a list of clothes, it's like everyone runs and...
Whoever opens the email first gets the good stuff.
Oh.
Whoever's the most organized with their emails.
Who is the most organized with their emails?
Jed's an organized chap.
Yeah, but then I don't wear as daring stuff as maybe Luke might.
It's weird, yeah.
Oh, so do you tip off a bandmate?
I could. Yeah, you wear them to someone here. I've got a little side
hustle.
We
need to talk.
Kickback if you got some merch.
Yeah. I like it. Very impressive. You guys always do an amazing job up on stage. What, closing out the show today, obviously, as well. How do you feel about closing out the Riptide stage today?
Brilliant, to be fair.
Yeah, it'd be good.
I don't think we've closed a festival stage before. Well, have we? I don't think so.
No.
So it'd be cool. And I mean, like, hopefully the song will go down and stuff like that. So yeah, really looking forward to it.
I think we've got, between that stage and our one, I think it's Jimmy Eat World and Jack White, either side of us on a different stage. So that's quite a nice sandwich to be the filling for.
The meat.
Like. Filling. Yeah.
Well, you guys have been around here somewhere. Just a few minutes ago, I saw y'all post a video. You're huge on social media. What algorithm are you on where you found a gnome dancing and like a napkin?
I haven't seen that.
That's my algorithm. It's fine-tuned to my taste. it was like a trending thing. But yeah, we try, I think it's important.
Well, you guys are big into trending things. You've been doing a lot of questions and answering, I've noticed. There was a food debate one day, bangers and mash or fish and chips, I think.
Mm.
I thought the equivalent of that here would be hot dogs or cheeseburgers. So where would you be on the hot dog cheeseburger debate?
Yeah, I'd be
Yeah, it depends on the context. If you're at like a baseball game, then a hot dog is kind of... part of it depends on the experience.
Jed's quite fussy with his food and where he eats as well. He does like the finer things in life when it comes to his dining,
Hot dogs.
he would have to be like, maybe like a gourmet hot dog,
What topping would you put on your hot dog?
That's a good question.
If you could only have three hot toppings on a hot dog, what are they going to be?
I actually think the ketchup mustard combo that you guys do here is quite a winner. And then maybe some onions. I feel that's quite a normal traditional answer, but if something's broken, don't fix it. I think that's one of them.
Luke, what would you put on your hot dog?
If something's not broken,
something's broken, don't fix it.
I'm broken, please fix me.
I'd go for some fried onions and sriracha sauce.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I'll have sriracha on anything. Like, I'll happily make toast in the morning and just spread sriracha on toast. So.
I can confirm that, actually, yeah.
Yeah, I would do that.
Is that a normal breakfast?
not usually.
His stomach's in a bad way.
Yeah, I was going to say. Woo.
Yeah, it depends what kind of mood I'm in. But no, anything with sriracha, I can eat.
Oh, what, my hot dog?
Yeah, what's on your hot dog?
I'm vanilla as it comes. I'm boring. Just ketchup, mustard, onions, What else do you put on a hot dog?
Right.
Oh, here we go.
Seattle, 2018.
Yes, Gaff.
Picture the scene. Drunk as a skunk, leaving a dive bar. There's a little cart, and it's called a Seattle dog. And I think I've got it right. Cream cheese on the bun, wrapped in bacon, and then jalapenos, and I think I might put ketchup, because I'd put ketchup on everything. But it was the one.
Yeah. Your eyes, lust you have know, right now so in your excited. Eyes. Like, we should be concerned over here. I found it. It was beautiful. Some people put like some crispy onions and stuff on it down here. I've heard of cilantro. Hot dogs are a good thing. I love this. You guys are foodies. You guys are on social. And you really are all over social media. Where is your favorite spot to like go and stroll on the news feed?
In fact, these two are really good at kind of keeping up with stuff that I think is a little more, I don't know, you know, when Facebook kind of crossed that threshold of being like, oh, I don't really use that so much now. And then it's kind of Instagram and now it's TikTok and I'm kind of late to the party on that. But these guys are, you're down with the kids, as it were. They say it like I'm ancient.
But you've got to be, haven't you? Like, I think now as a band, you've got to be active on these things. Otherwise you kind of get left behind. But yeah, I mean, I try not to be on my phone too much, but if I am, I find myself, I'm on TikTok for an hour. And I'm like,
You also do beautiful things. You play a lot of guitar on your stream and you have some amazing posts that.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. I really think are great, especially for people who are like practicing musicians or want someone to look up to. You're great at putting those videos up.
Thanks. Well, I think in COVID, it was like, what else do you do? And it was like something to do. And, you know, I just played a lot of guitar because there's not else, a lot to do other than that. So, yeah, thanks.
You guys have come a long way as a band. How has it been like keeping the good vibes going between the four of you?
We've been together now. I mean, we were talking about it the other day, like me and Adam have been working with each other technically for like, you know, 13 years. And then the journey that we've been on, like as a group, definitely sort of like solidifies like a bond. You know, it's quite funny. Like some people sort of say to me, I never see you like hanging out with your band a lot. Like when we go back to LA, I'm like, do you have any idea like the amount of time that we spend with each other? You know what I mean? It's like we see each other and spend more time than with each other than we have with our families, you know, and some of our closest friends. But I think we're pretty lucky in the sense that we're all, for the most part, quite level-headed. And we're not sort of, we're just not dicks, really. You know? And if we're a little bit out of line and, you know, because being on the road definitely like pushes you like mentally, physically. You do sometimes snap and, you know, you'll sort of, someone will say something, it'll get on your nerves or whatever, but we kind of iron everything out pretty quickly. You know?
I think it's communication, honestly. I kind of think that's the root of a lot of things that are difficult is a lack of communication. And I think when you spend enough time with people, you kind of know, what works for different people. And I think and we're just homies anyway, you know? Everyone's just friends.
And you guys have a good, like, creative, like, sauce, you know? You guys work well together.
And sriracha sauce.
Always spicy, always sriracha, always incredible. It's so nice to have you guys sit down and talk with us one more time. The Struts, a fan favorite of The Shark. Thank you guys so much for coming.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for all the support.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.